96.9 The Eagle. There's Joe Satriani, always with me, always with you. That's a suggestion for Brian Cates, our guest DJ for the day. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Charlie?
Good, man. What do you like about Joe Satriani?
Oh, man. Well, for being an instrumental artist that most people don't know him all that well, that's one you probably heard a few times on the radio, and it's one that just has a place in my heart. It's always great live.
And you've seen him a few times live, right? Sitting front row.
I've seen him 10 or 15 times, and a couple times ago was meet and greet, and we sat dead center front row, did the stage tour and everything before the show, and Joe has just always been a warm guy. I've met him after a few shows.
You got the pictures here to prove it. I enjoy them. And you have seen how many concerts over the years here?
Oh, my God. In my life, we're probably at 500. But just the last 5 or 6 years, I think I'm at like 250 for just these last few years.
Amazing. Brian Cates, concert junkie, and a tasty playlist for him coming up.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
So when Van Halen started with Sammy and Dave was off doing his thing, I was thinking, wow, how is he ever going to find someone to compete with what he had before and make his career work? Then I heard that song, and it was like, wow, I went straight to the store after work and bought that one.
Yeah, Steve Vai and his talking guitar, that was magic. That Steve Vai guitarist, that one of the best guitarists maybe a lot of people haven't heard of.
That is true. He is incredible. I venture to say he's the best guitarist in the world.
You could have get some arguments on that. Brian Cates, our guest DJ today on Radio Fantasy Camp. Bit about yourself, day job?
Yeah, I'm a plumber, and I work for Caladad Plumbing in Folsom. And my boss, Kerry Jones, he had been to quite a few concerts in his life, but I gather that it hadn't been any recently until a few years ago. I dragged him to the Sacktown Rocks for Tesla. And since then, I get a lot of, hey, what else is coming up? Well, can you give me tickets for Santana? How about Scorpions? Are they coming? So, I'm kind of his dealer now.
You got him hooked.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Brian Cates from Sacramento, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp.
That was probably most people's first taste of the Scorpions. I'd already been into them for a while before that came out, but that Blackout album just blew them wide open. Saw them at Memorial Auditorium with Iron Maiden on that tour, and that was a great show.
This is Brian Cates, our guest DJ for the day, and you had a shout-out for your sister.
Hey, this is for Barb White and her husband, Jim. They just recently bought a bar up in Placerville area called PJ's Roadhouse, and they have bands there like 4 or 5 nights a week. And I would say the place is comparable to the Boardwalk. I like it better. And they have ribeye steaks on Thursday nights with all the fixings. If you guys live up in that area, give the place a check out because there's lots of local bands that play there.
Good to see the live music outlet for you with some good food. And you're also a Tom Petty fan.
Oh, yeah. Had the pleasure, honor, or good fortune to see him just a few days before he died when he played Golden One. Hey, there's our local boys, Tesla. Had to put them on the set list. How can I come do a radio show in Sacramento without shouting out to Tesla? My sister used to do their hair back when they were city kid. I don't know if they remember that. Barb Cates was her name back then.
I had some longer hair back then, I think, too. Brian Cates, our guest DJ for the day, by the way. But, yeah.
And a couple of the other guys that are locals that maybe you've heard of, rock stars, at least in my mind. I've met a lot of rock stars over the years, and two of the guys that really stand out are just happen to be local. Brad Lang, one of the nicest guys you can ever meet.
Yeah, he was in here on Radio Fantasy Camp a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I run into him at shows all the time, and he's just such a genuine person. And also Eric Martin, a singer from Mr. Big. He is just one of the most entertaining, engaging, funny guys I've ever met. He is so fun to hang with when he starts telling stories.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Let's get together.
Yeah, I've probably seen Sammy more than anybody else on my list of many concerts. And I thought when he joined Van Halen, that was a perfect choice to replace Dave. And, you know, so many people are wrapped up in Dave Lee Roth versus Sammy Hagar. You got to pick a side. And not really. I mean, then you have two great bands, and how can you lose? I mean, you got Steve Vai jamming with Dave and Sammy with Eddie. And Sammy already knew how to play the guitar on his own, but once he joined up with Eddie, who was his idol, Eddie started teaching him some licks, and you could see on each tour his progression. You could see Eddie looking over at him like a proud teacher while Sammy's over there jamming like, look what I can do now. Yeah. Look what Eddie taught me.
Yeah, Sammy doing it now with Michael Anthony in the circle too. So
that's right. And Joe Satriani as his guitarist, and that's just an awesome combo too. Those guys just have so much fun together.
Rocking it live. This is Brian Cates, our guest DJ for the day. Also a Heart fan.
Oh, yeah. First time I heard Heart, I don't know, I was in like fifth grade. That was back when the Eagles were really heavy on the radio and Boston was just coming out. And these two gals, you know, they really put on a show. And the first time that I saw them at Cal Expo, her voice just sent shivers up and down my spine. And Rush is one of those bands that's closer to the heart. And I've gotten the privilege of taking lots of different friends to go see them, and just want to send a shout out to some of them now: Shireen, Tracy, Charmaine, Steve, and Jason. You guys made some great memories with me.
Brian Cates, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp, and Rush is one of those bands. How many times have you seen him at concert?
Oh God, probably 10 or 12, and I'd see him again in a heartbeat.
Absolutely, man.
The listener hosted Radio Fantasy.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of winning tickets to see Santana front row the other night, and that was awesome. Unfortunately, that song, well, she's not there.
It was more of a look at the Supernatural album, wasn't it, Brian?
Yes, it was an awesome show. I'm so happy, and thank you to the Eagle for letting me win those tickets.
Yeah, Brian Cates, our guest DJ today. I mean, you win occasionally here because you got a real ear for some of the contests, like singing the blank and the lick off. You do well in those.
Yeah, and something a lot of people just don't realize, you know, they say, oh, you're so lucky, you're so lucky. It's like, well, the more times you try, the more chances you have to win. That's why I win, because I keep trying.
Yeah, you know you're rock and roll too, man.
That too.
And you're also a Queen fan.
Oh, yes. Queen, you know, a lot of people say it's not Queen without Freddie Mercury, that Adam Lambert sucks and all this and that. And my first question is, have you seen them with him? Mm. He is incredible, and he's humble. He does not try to fill the shoes or be somebody bigger than Freddie. He, you know, bows down and says that it's an honor to perform those and keep that band alive. Kind of a theme song in my high school days, and my brother and I just played the heck out of that British Steel album, and my friend Bill Kristoff loved that also, and we went to a lot of shows together. My brother was probably my first concert buddy, and we still go to shows together once in a while.
Absolutely, and that was growing up in the Rancho Cordova area.
Yeah, I am a Lancer for life, and the American River was my babysitter for years. We owned a raft and plenty of inner tubes, and Mom and Dad would just drop us off at sunrise, and we'd raft our way right on home.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Journey, faithfully. You know, I just love that song. Definitely the favorite song off that album, if not off of all their albums. Because, you know, it talks about what it's like to be on the road and, you know, you're still attached to your person halfway around the world and, you know, it's really just a powerful song. And before that, we had a little bit of Pink Floyd. My favorite guitarist, David Gilmour, had the opportunity to fly down to L.A. a couple years ago and see him on Easter. And, man, he still had it. Still does, probably.
Yeah, just amazing guitarist. This is Brian Cates, our guest DJ for the day, wearing a David Gilmour t-shirt. You can't see it on the radio, but you're rocking it. Definitely had a rocking playlist today, too, Brian.
Well, thank you. had a lot of great music over the years to choose from.
Yeah, definitely. And if you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. And one more for you, Brian.
Yeah, this is Triumph, one of those bands that, God, I wish they'd kept going longer, but they just decided it was time to hang it up and start families.